Yeah.
And he's only had enough Calumet to last you about 2 years.
What clock?
Yeah, we still had the clock up there.
What would run around the barrel to hold it? Did you have metal?
Sometimes it was metal, and sometimes in that type of barrel it wasn't waterproof or liquid proof. You see, a lard barrel or had the metal straps, and it was hooks,
yeah.
Metal hook. But this type of barrel didn't have to have be waterproof. We just had to hold those rice hulls in there and the Calumet baking powder, and sometimes it would be this vine type of binding that they used to have. They used to have a vine of some sort that they could work and nail into the staves of the barrel. There must have been some other things that came in barrels in those days, because I remember smaller barrels than the...
Nails would come in a...
Well, nails came in a keg, a 100-pound keg, wooden keg. And they came in that way up until about 20 years ago, I guess. Huh?
Yeah. What about, would you ever get molasses or anything like that in?
Yeah, they come in the same type of barrel that compound lard would come in. And we would roll it up on a rack and put a spigot in it. It used to have a regular molasses gate valve. It was a big valve, you know.
Yeah.
That you'd open and sell syrup by quart bottle, a gallon can, and molasses in it.
Pump that
thing? You wouldn't pump it, no. You'd let it flow out from gravity.
Oh, I see. It was down at the bottom of the...
You would put the barrel horizontally on this rack, and you would put your spigot in the bung of the barrel on the bottom of it, and you would draw it off and vent it.
Yeah, and it would get rock candy down the bottom too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if you didn't sell it quick enough, it would sugar up on you. Yeah.
And
in the wintertime, it would come off awful slow. I remember one time we had a clerk who had been making quite a few boo-boos, you know. I said we trained a lot of young men.
Yeah.
Hey, there were some that you couldn't teach too much of anything. And this one was a boy by the name of Buster. And he had been working here about 2-3 weeks. My dad was a patient man. He was really had more. He liked everybody. Really, this was a pioneer in charisma for everybody. And his boy's name was Buster. And he had made 2 or 3 different mistakes. Your daddy used to have a system about checking your deliveries. We delivered to everybody in the area, and then, you know, even if he lived 4 blocks from the store, you brought him his groceries, and you, there were a lot of service accounts, charges, you know, you worked on a credit basis. So not too many people paid cash in those days, you know. You had an old established store, you respected old established customers. And the system my dad used to have about checking the orders out, like you put the order up, you wrote the order itemized on a sales book, he put the order up, and when you left, before you would put it in the container, a box that you were going to deliver it in, we used to use just those boxes that other merchandise would come in, you would read it item for item, you know, so much sugar, so much lard, so much butter, this, and you would check it from your, where you put the order up into the box.